Hey fly fishers, we've just wrapped up 3 days fishing with Aotearoa Anglers in Southland. Has been an unbelievable time. We've done it with the help of Jack Scott. Mate, it has been an epic 3 days fishing.
Yeah, it has, eh? Yeah, very good.
Jack, tell us a little bit about what you guys have got going on here in Southland.
Totally. Yeah, so we're a Wanaka-based fly guiding company. I'm working with Jeff Forsey, who's a bit of a force around here, has been around a really long time. But yeah, obviously the rafts have been a central part of the last 3 days, which has been really cool to, you know, have you guys down here and show you around. And, you know, we were kind of talking about this earlier about, you know, all the options we might have had we not had the rafts. You know, you've got these really great tools and it's been bloody good over the last couple of days, particularly with such a magic forecast to be able to use them, eh? It's been...
You've obviously realised that the New Zealand fishery has these rivers that are so well suited to drifting, you know. When you discovered it, were you a bit like, why is nobody here doing this on a commercial scale?
Yeah, I guess there are some, and, you know, big respect to those people. And I guess we had our own viewpoint. I mean, Jeff, coming from his background, is, you know, a really boat-centric kind of history, you know, like growing up in the US and all of that sort of stuff.
It's an incredible platform to fish from, you know. Yeah, these things are so stable and they float in so little water.
Yeah.
They're just the ultimate fishing tool. They're just so stable and easy to fish from, and they float in so little water, you know.
Yeah.
The places that it seems to be able to get you into... Mm. Otherwise kind of inaccessible.
Sure, no, definitely. And I think for us it was pretty important. I mean, there's a real walk and wait etiquette here in New Zealand. It was really important for Jeff and I to make decisions around ensuring we weren't interrupting that as well. So, you know, a lot of the places that we choose to take people fishing on are places that you just can't get to by foot. Or if you can, you know, the back casts are very tight. They might be fly only in some circumstances. So, you know, they really are the exact right tool for those specific fisheries. And, you know, we've kind of had a pretty good flavour over the last 3 days to use them differently. I mean, we fished a river on the first day. We've been on a lake today. So it's been really good to kind of show you guys the, you know, the local area and the different ways you can kind of get around it, particularly as, you know, you guys have done a lot of fly fishing in New Zealand as well, so it's great to kind of give you a little bit of a different flavour. I feel, you know, very privileged to have been able to do that.
Yeah, I feel like yesterday we had the quintessential New Zealand experience,
yep.
You know, walking a lot,
yep.
You know, be honest, like it was pretty rugged,
yep.
Sort of walking, and you weren't finding a fish in every pool, mm-hmm. But when you did, they were pretty obliging,
sure.
You know, but worth the effort to do the walking.
Yep.
To me, that's the expectation with coming to New Zealand and fishing. But what you guys are offering is so much more.
Sure.
Thanks to these drift boats.
Sure. Our first day was pretty, it was pretty contrasting to that, wasn't it? You know, yeah, lots of opportunities, and, you know, we didn't even do a very big stretch of river. That was sort of only a little slice of it, which is magic, you know.
Yeah.
Been excellent.
Let's just do a bit of a trip recap because, you know, we've had 3 wonderful days fishing.
Yep.
You know, the first day was on one of your main drifting rivers, would you say?
Oh, not necessarily, but it's somewhere we can, you know, it's not super close to home, but yeah, no, there's loads of good options, and I would say that the fishing we had is probably pretty indicative, you know, maybe just a slightly different flavour of some of the other stuff we do. But yeah, just great, you know, it was like lots of rainbow trout and, you know, lots of opportunities and all sorts of different styles, and that's kind of the cool thing about, you know, we were on the boat, we were off the boat, you know.
Yeah. You know, I've been lucky enough to drift a fair few different rivers,
sure.
But as you say, the variety, you know, at the start of the morning, we were pushed in close on the banks and we actually had some flats,
yep.
Where you can Polaroid fish. And, you know, within seconds, I'm just thinking, oh my goodness, this is the best river I've ever drifted.
Sure.
You know, because I'm into that.
Yep.
But then later in the day, you know, Mick, our esteemed cameraman's pulling streamers and turning big fish and, you know, indicator nymphing was just absolutely braining them, unbelievably effective.
Sure.
It was just a hoot, such a unique system. And it felt like we had it to ourselves out there, you know, apart from the odd jet boat that would just zoom past. But apart, you know, there were no other people fishing.
And I guess you would expect that. It's like peak summer now. So, you know, you would expect to have a bit of other traffic. But, you know, it was kind of the morning and then it dwindled off. I mean, a lot of the time, even peak season, you know, one of the main rivers that we drift is the Clutha River. You know, quite often we'll be the only people there.
Wow.
You know, I was on the river on, you know, it was 23rd of December and, you know, we didn't see a soul all day.
Tell us a bit about the Clutha. What kind of fishery is it?
Really big river, one of those places that it's very, very difficult to access by foot, so perfect from a boat. And it's great. So you've got Lake Wanaka at the top and Lake Dunstan at the bottom, so you're, you know, end-to-end with lakes, so it means you can start or finish. We've broken it up into about, you know, roughly five beats, and there's just a lot of different options in there. But look, our days are, and it would depend on which beat you do, but we can break it up depending on people's skill level or what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Time of year is a big thing. Look, traditionally, you know, and particularly our viewpoint of it is it's quite a streamer-centric river. It does really well early and late season with streamers, and then, you know, as they do in every river, sort of start moving away from that territorial response and into, you know, more buggy stuff. So we would replicate that with dry flies or dry droppers or nymphs. So it's sort of the full gamut. And, you know, we could do what we, you know, what we did the other day. You kind of jump off the boat, walk around, or stay on it. It's a good, really varied program, which is really cool. You know, and, you know, 15 minutes away from Wanaka, pretty central spot.
Yeah. And of course, Wanaka, a great town, you know, is a place to stay.
Totally.
Probably even with a non-fishing companion, a really great place for that.
Hey? Yeah, and we've gotten more and more of that. It's lovely. You know, there's even one place we can finish up at a winery. You know, I had a couple on their honeymoon, and his partner was nice enough to let him come out on the drift boat for the day, and she had no interest in fishing, sat on the back, you know, read a book. We finished up at a winery. I ran the shuttle while they were having a couple of glasses of wine and then dropped them off in town at the end of the day, and they were stoked, which is great.
Yeah. Day two, obviously, it was that more quintessential backcountry experience. Did a fair bit of walking, but geez, we found some fish, didn't we?
Yeah, well, no, we sure did. It was good. And, you know, it's sort of, I guess, peak summer, sometimes a bit of extra effort goes a long way. And, you know, I think that was our idea yesterday, eh? But yeah, beautiful spot.
It seems to me, you know, in discussions in the morning as to where we're going to go, what we're going to do, you know, there are a lot of options.
Always
here.
Yep.
But unless you're someone that's on the ground like you are, you know, for us Aussies, we come over, we don't know.
Sure.
You know, the likelihood we're going to turn up at a spot that kind of everybody knows, you know. But where you took us was obviously a little off the beaten track and an unbelievable system.
Yep.
You know, that local knowledge that you've got is obviously something that you've curated over quite a long time.
Yeah, totally. And look, I think a big thing is, you know, looking at the weather and making sure, you know, I think here you can really fight against the weather and it doesn't often play out very well for you, you know. Mm. I think you can still find fish, but, you know, I think that, at least in my experience, it's often, you know, matching previous experiences or, you know, things that you know about wind systems and all of that sort of stuff and trying to find somewhere that's likely to give you the best chance at seeing fish. You've got a low, cloudy day, then obviously tight walls, which is where we ended up. And, you know, it didn't eventuate to be very cloudy, but, you know, that's what we're looking for. We want a stark backdrop rather than something low and open. If it's windy, we want something, you know, obviously facing adjacent to the wind, so it's not going to howl through there, those sorts of things. So I guess that's kind of the basis of where it all comes from. I mean, it's broader than that, but that's kind of in a nutshell the first things that you start thinking about, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, you know, good to go and jump into cool new water and check some stuff out, eh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And today, you know, lake fishing obviously isn't a big thing that's spoken about South Island fishing. Yet I love my lake fishing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a bit of a sight fishing tragic. And when you know, mentioned, oh, well, we could, you know, maybe head to one of these lakes and see if we can Polaroid some fish, I was well into that. Maybe, you know, I think everyone comes to New Zealand for that typical New Zealand, you know, snow-capped peaks, big mountains, all the rest of it. The lakes that you've got available here, look around.
Sure.
We've got that here with shallow flats, endless shallow flats with just huge,
disgusting amount of
of fish that are just swimming around. You know, it was insane.
Mm.
You know, I honestly think that today has been the best day of trout fishing that I've done in my life.
That's so good.
and we're fishing the lakes in the South Island. Mm. You know,
it
still baffles me. I'm kind of speechless because we've just had so much fun Polaroiding fish, and they haven't been easy.
No, yeah, lots of shots.
That's the beauty of it. You know,
yeah,
we've had to sort of work. Mm. I think if we caught every single fish, I wouldn't have had such a good day. But I've cast to some of the biggest trout that I've seen in my life today. And
yeah, you got a cracker, eh?
Got a cracker, and I'm a happy man. I'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, no, okay, no, I'm really stoked that that was something that you're really into. You know, like you say, it's definitely not the... you know, not in everyone's mind about the brochure, come and, you know, fish a beautiful gin clear river, but you know, the lakes can be phenomenal. So yeah, when you guys were frothing on it, we were like, okay, sweet, that's a great option.
Yeah.
And it's worked out beautifully for us today. You know, the forecast has worked out massively in our favor this week, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we've had 3 days fishing with you. It feels like a week, you know, because not because we've been going hard at it, it's just the variety that we've experienced. The
diversity.
Drifting, you know, the backcountry fishing, and now the lake polaroiding. Honestly, I could go back to Melbourne tomorrow and feel like I've had a week holiday and had my trout fix, you know, which I have to say, quite honestly, is not something that's easily achieved for me, because I am totally addicted to this shit. But... yeah, mate, just such a good time.
No, and, awesome.
What you guys have got going on here is just so good.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I hope that we'll be welcome to come back.
Anytime. Yeah, anytime. You are welcome anytime.
Awesome, mate. Obviously, for anyone that's wanting to fish with you or experience the best of the South Island, they can get in touch with you via your website.
Yeah, so website, phone call, email, WhatsApp, Instagram, you know, you name it, reach out. You know, Jeff and I work really hard to make sure we're as responsive as we can be. Obviously, we're on the water in and out. It's just the two of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, answering emails, you know. So, yeah, we'll be prompt. Yeah, we always are.
So it's Aotearoa Anglers.
Yep.
Tell us, Aotearoa, explain to people that don't know what that word means, what it means.
Now, Aotearoa is the Maori name for New Zealand, or Land of the Long White Cloud. So the first explorer, Kupe, came across New Zealand and called out Aotea, Aotea, which means long white cloud, and hence Aotearoa. So, you know, I guess for Jeff and myself, it's a real privilege to be able to take that name, you know. And that's the cool thing about New Zealand is Kiwis just call New Zealand Aotearoa, you know, we're respectful of, you know, Māori culture and all of that sort of stuff. So, yeah, rad to be able to, you know, pay homage to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jack, mate, you have absolutely looked after us over the last few days. You have shown us such unbelievable fishing, and we will definitely be back if you'll have us.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime. Stoked to have you. Yeah.
No, that's awesome, man. Yeah, look, thank you. Thanks so much for looking after us. Guys, Aotearoa Anglers, you should check them out online. And if you're coming to the South Island, do yourself a favour and get in touch with the guys at Aotearoa. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.